In this week's video lesson, we talked about the wonder of God's creation. Some people don't think of creation as a miracle, but it is. God made everything out of nothing. There was only darkness until God said, "Let there be light." And light came into being by the power of His spoken word. God created the universe and everything in it in just 6 days. At the end of each day, God looked at what He had made and saw that it was good. Everything had order and a purpose. God then made man in His own image and put man in charge of the earth and all its creatures. Adam's job was to maintain and care for what God had made. Adam's first order of business was naming the animals. Can you imagine what it was like? Surrounded by all of God's creatures, Adam gave each one a name. A name helps us to identify a thing and often tells us something about that thing. Naming the animals must have been fun, but Adam did not find a companion or helper among the animals. Man was alone. God knew that it was not good for man to be alone, so He made a woman, Eve, and brought her to Adam. Now God's creation was complete and everything was perfect. The man and woman enjoyed a perfect relationship with God and with each other. There were no arguments. There was no nitpicking, no name calling. They didn't get jealous or frustrated with each other. They simply loved one another and served one another perfectly. Take a moment to imagine the perfection of paradise. From the radiance of each new sunrise to the chorus of the birds singing God's praises, from the blossoming flowers to the trees laden with fragrant fruits, from the lambs and the lions frolicking playfully to the bumblebees and butterflies dancing in the garden air, all was in harmony, all in perfection. Adam and Eve lacked nothing. They didn't want for anything. They had all the beauty, all the food, all of everything anyone could ever desire. They didn't have a care, no worries, no stress. God gave them fruit and plants for food, and it was plentiful in the garden. There was just one rule, only one. This rule wasn't confusing or even difficult to obey. God told the man and woman they could eat any of the fruits in the garden. Everything except the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which stood in the center of the garden. Do you see how simple God's commandment was? He loves us so much and wants only what's best for us. He wants us to always trust and obey Him. And so He makes His commands clear and easy to understand. Enter the crafty serpent. As the man and woman were enjoying another day in paradise, the serpent slithered over and struck up a conversation with Eve. "Did God actually say you shall not eat of any tree in the garden?" he asked. Eve explained that they could eat from any tree, but they could not eat or even touch the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden, for they would surely die. Notice that Eve was wrong when she told the serpent that God said not to touch the forbidden fruit. This wasn't true. God only said not to eat it. "You will not surely die," the serpent replied. "God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." See Genesis 3:1-5. Oddly, Eve didn't seem surprised that the serpent spoke to her. We don't know if this was unusual behavior for a snake in the early days of creation, but Eve certainly should have been alarmed by the fact that one of God's creatures was contradicting God and questioning His motives. That was reason enough to ignore the serpent and stop talking with it. Instead of ignoring the snake, however, she listened as he crafted his deception with soothing tones and pretty promises.